So I'm Sharon McDonald. I think I've met everybody, but I thought I should say in case I haven't. So welcome and thank you so much for coming, everybody, especially those of you who come long distances to join us for this event, which I'm really, really excited about. And what I do, I said something about Karma, our research centre, yesterday, so I won't repeat that. But now basically you're in Karma. So we're all in a good state. So this floor, part of it here, is our physical research centre, the Centre for Anthropological Research on Museums and Heritage. The buildings and the location are quite interesting. There's some pictures downstairs. The text is all in German, but you can kind of get a sense, I think, of some of it just even by looking at that if you're interested. The street, its name is very contested. The street Mohrenstrasse, meaning the street of the Moors. Currently, there are campaigns underway to try and change its name. So you're in a space that that itself has kind of interesting, contested heritage. This building itself, the original building back to the 1820s, was part of a sort of set of garrison buildings originally. And then it came to be used, so prior to the Second World War, lots of small businesses were in this building. You can see and you can follow the picture without any language downstairs, how in the 30s the ones owned by Jews, fewer and fewer, basically underwent Aryanization, the building, and it shows it very dramatically downstairs. It was quite damaged in the Second World War, and then restored. And so this was East Germany. So what you see in this, these building, this part, is partly, so these rooms were kind of refurbished for us when we came and set up this research centre. And what you see here is a kind of refurbishing back to 1957, which was when the building was refurbished after the war, and then it sort of went into rack and ruin in various ways, but these were really I think because they knew we were a centre with the word heritage in its title, the builder really put lots and lots of effort into trying to keep as much of the original fabric of the 50s and restore that, and chose lights and things for that. Anyway, that's just a little bit of the context. Then on the walking tours, you get more about the area that we're in and so on. But really what I wanted to do just now as an introduction was maybe introduce you to what Karma really is, which is a bunch of people, and of course that's the most important thing. And use that as a chance to thank them too in advance, because there's just been so much work put into this, and actually it's been really brilliantly constructed. So I wanted to do that and then just say a little bit about the format of this and how we came to this idea and so on. So on the thanks, and so it's also so you can know who everybody is. So leading the content organisation in particular were Jonas. You have to wave at this point. Jonas and Kasia. And really pulling it all together, all of you will have been in contact, I think, with Catherine Kaplan. And Catherine might vanish for the odd moment, and maybe won't stay up late partying with us, because she's in a very happy condition, but a strenuous one. at the moment. So just to say, if she disappears for a while, that's why. But the whole event has really been put together by everybody. So when I came here, some of the first people through the door were Christina Gerbisch there, you're talking about, and Margarita von Oswald. And they really made such a big input into the thinking over a long time, but also organising for us to go on a retreat and there to really, really work with ideas and think about things. So also absolutely fully part of organising that, and particular responsibility for the walking tours as well is Larissa, who is also part of the retreat, so Larissa first. Also feeding in ideas, but very, very new as part of our team. But coming to the retreat with Chiara Gavaletto, so new PhD student here, and Nashla Kabadash over there, who there are very, very new members. Also new to Karma and helping us, especially with some of the technical stuff and things, is Christoph Barreiter, who's a funny phenomenon to people from other countries, called a junior professor, but it's a full member of staff here, for media anthropology. Just arriving, I was going to mention you before, Dwayne. There's Dwayne Jeffro, who's here, Mardi Karma, on a Georg Förster fellowship, but also, well, you're going to be playing an important role in sort of paying attention to what's going on and putting your feedback in, as you've been doing with lots and lots of the things that you've been doing along the way. Other people, see over there, Sirikon Srizinarai, holding the camera. She actually came with me from York and almost joined me in Manchester, where I was before that. So she's accompanied me longer than anybody else. And I think she's kind of taught me some things that you can do with post-colonial perspectives in unexpected contexts, such as North Yorkshire, in ways I wouldn't have thought, and really have, I think, been really kind of changed. When we think about thinking otherwise, I think exemplifies some of those ideas really brilliantly. So Sue's going to be taking photos, so smile at her. So is Nat. So there you are, Nat. The other one. So Nat's joined us from Virginia for a short while and has really thrown himself into all sorts of organising here. And again, smile at Nat. he's a guy with the camera. Also on the technical stuff, absolutely vital. Where's Tal? So Tal Adler, been helping us with this. Tal Adler and Anna Tserka are also part of Karma, and they work on a wonderful project called Traces. And I really recommend, if you haven't done, have a look at our website, because you can see about the various projects and about Traces. We also have another guest here who's part of our Traces project, Erica there, who's also going to be kind of listening and putting some commentary in at the end. The other two people I should mention, very vital, are our student assistants. So Deborah there. So Deborah, and then Harriet's just outside, but you probably saw her as you came in. So all of the Karma team, you know, we're here to answer questions you have. I'm probably always the most hopeless person to ask, because all the other guys are really popular. They're the ones who know. And that's just, you know, that's the brilliant privilege of having a fantastic team. They can organise and think about it. Okay. Actually, I thought we might, because we might not have a chance at the end, but I would really, really like to just thank all of them for all the work so far, without which this wouldn't have happened. So I wonder if you can have some applause for that. Yeah, so organised primarily under the project, or really entirely under the project, Making Differences, though others from other projects have helped with that. And so it's funded particularly by the Alexander von Humboldt Foundation, who have to thank about that. But what we really wanted to do with this event was to really kind of think about what sorts of concepts are at work in the museum and heritage field, and think about them kind of as entities that have effects, and what do they do, and to really interrogate some of those. And if we kind of look back at museum history, it's always very, sorry, I'm getting further away, isn't it? Right. If we look back at museum history, it's really interesting to think about the ways in which certain concepts really kind of what role they had. So the centrality of the ideas of progress or of civilization, of evolution, and so on. Also those ideas about, say, the primitive or ideas about salvage and so on. I thought a little bit there about ideas of the nation, but those I think are still very present. But it's interesting what comes in and out, what endures, what doesn't, and how those shape things, and especially how they shape the possibilities for the public, which I think picks up very much on what Amy was talking about yesterday. That idea as well of the public itself, what does that do compared with if we think about, say, think through a concept, say, of citizens, or of visitors, or of users, or consumers. What happens when we mobilise particular kinds of ideas, maybe those of communities, of participants, or if we think about things via ideas of the personalised and individualised, what then happens then? And then how those play in and out with particular kinds of formats and media. So what's going on with the diorama or the life group, if we take that, some of the historical examples, with replicas or models, even cases, glass cases themselves, these based in particular epistemologies, and with further effects, which we could think through ideas about affordances. I've sometimes written about them in terms of prompting or hinting, offering big hints, but never maybe absolutely determining, which I think is captured well with that idea of affordances as well. More recently, ideas like interactivity, multiculturalism, object biographies, source communities, repatriation, and actually heritage itself, which has just blossomed and spread. What happens? What work do those do? Now, here in this event, we're only kind of taking some. In some ways, it's part of a longer term program we've had of inviting people, speaking with people about things. So Siraj, you put this idea of rehumanization into some of our thinking and debates, which was really, really productive. I think last night, in your work, hearing ideas about indigenization, and I love this thing you mentioned last night about conceptual deaccession. I was left thinking, there's another very, very interesting one. We're going to be working with Paul further in relation to ideas about affordances, and so on. But the format of this event, so part of it has been organised really by, basically I asked the five researchers who were here at that time when we began this to think of a concept in their own fieldwork that had some kind of life, and that basically something they found really interesting that they wanted to probe and work with more. And it could be something they were really kind of felt very positively about or more skeptically about, whichever. And to really kind of first what they'll do is tell you something about that and why they're interested in it. But then I said, then bring some people to, that you would like to discuss that with, and you can bring, and I suggested a mix of people from anywhere in the world, and at least somebody from here locally, because really, really important to us is this kind of bridging and bringing together. So that's how you've come here, out of that interest that people had, and we're really, really looking forward to hearing your input and seeing how that comes together. We really, really want this to be done in the spirit of absolutely open inquiry and exploration. That's very much the format of that. And that's why we left discussion time, if I shut up quickly, and why the walking, the talking outside the main thing is all part of it. So we have those five concepts, but it's really important to us. All sorts of others come in, and part of the idea is to maybe rethink what else could do the same work, maybe better, and what the, just basically probe them, interrogate them. But the other part of things that we have is the World Cafe. So we also, important to us, bring in other new, fresh ideas. So we held this competition for people, for young or early career researchers to offer other ideas. So here as well we have people for the World Cafe and wonderful, exciting ideas. I'm so excited to hear about those. So we're really looking forward to that part as well. So yeah, lots and lots of really exciting things happening, and I just hope we have really great discussions and can take this further. I'm going to shut up now, which is good because then important stuff can happen. There are some technical announcements. So first from Jonas, then from Catherine, and then we can get into provenance as our first concept that we're going to really play with and investigate.
Yes, I'll start. So hi, I'm Catherine, both of you corresponded with me in some form or another. I'd like to make a couple of announcements which have nothing to do with research but with